Another Shiloh is here. The one at the first one, some 25 years ago, is also here tonight. May his presence impact on each one's life in an unforgettable way. May everything deserved for each one of us here and around the world at this time come through without sweat. We have seen things by the hand of God ever since Shiloh commenced, the confirmation of his word, and he's still here. May every word that comes through in your direction enjoy speedy confirmation. This shall be a bailout Shiloh for each one, every one of us. The sun shall no more smite thee by day. God will write your story. Would you lift up your two hands and express your personal expectation tonight? In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Let's, in acknowledgement of Jesus, sing this our anthem of gratitude to God. All the glory must be to the Lord. Your date is Jesus. Behind the diverse manifestations and testimonies that we hear is Jesus. Behind the light that came away from time to time since Shiloh began is Jesus. Everything that's marvelous in our midst is Jesus. Everything that's enviable among God's people is Jesus. Everything great about your life is Jesus. Everything great about this commission is Jesus. All the glory must be to the Lord. Let's worship him in that song.
All the glory must be to the Lord. All the glory, it belongs to Jesus.
left you behind all of the glorious events we have been experiencing thus far, receive our thanks in the name of Jesus. Now speak to us tonight. Let there be a mighty visitation this night in the name of Jesus Christ. Give the Lord a big hand of praise. I'm pleased, you may be seated. By the prompting of the Holy Spirit, I'll be taking us on a journey captioned Gateways to Flourishing in Hard Times. Gateways to Flourishing in Hard Times. Nothing ever takes God by surprise. He's ahead of times. He knows the end from the beginning. He knew there will be hard times. And he has a plan to rescue his people from it. And what we shall be exploring this time in all of the sessions is a way out of this hour of horror. The key to our exemption from this global heat that's coming on the earth. I have a prompting to give us as a foundation for what will be happening tonight. If the foundation be destroyed, the righteous can do nothing. Our rescue begins with salvation. But demands spiritual renewal for delivery. Hebrews chapter 2 verse 3, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? Our escape begins with salvation. We are rescued from the kingdom of darkness, translated to the kingdom of his own dear and son. So, the rescue. But we have to maintain the required spiritual state to actualize it. And that's why many people who are born again are still struggling for survival, even in soft times. How would they survive hard times? So the part one of this series is captioned A Call for Spiritual Renewal Towards Flourishing in Hard Times. In the book of Proverbs chapter 13 and verse 15, the word says, good understanding procures favor, but the way of the transgressor is hard. The way of the transgressor is hard. Isaiah 3 verse 10 and 11, say to the righteous, shall be well with them, for they shall eat of the fruits, they shall eat of the fruits of their hard doings. But verse 11 says, but woe unto the wicked, it shall be ill with them. For the reward of his hand shall be given him. Behind the struggles of the redeemed is lack of the fear of the Lord. Nothing flies in hard times like the fear of the Lord. Nothing flies. Joseph flourished as a slave, flourished as a prisoner on one platform, but I fear God. But I fear God. But I fear God. Nothing flies in hard times like the fear of God at work in a man. But I fear God. But I fear God. But I fear God. The man Daniel was indestructible because he walked in the fear of God. Daniel 6, verses 4 and 5. The word says, then the presidents and princes thought to find occasion against Daniel concerning the kingdom, but they could find none occasion nor fault, for as much as he was faithful, neither was there any error or fault found in him. Then said the man, we shall not find any occasion against this Daniel, except we find it against him concerning the law of his God. Remember, a prophecy in his heart not to defy himself with the king's food. So the fear of God gave him his place in space. The king thought to put him over all the whole realm. Remember, the secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he showed them his covenant. So he showed him the secret. We took him on a flight. And because he maintained the fear of the Lord, he remained in flight. Nothing flies in hard times like the fear of the Lord. Nothing flies in hard times like the fear of the Lord. Nothing flies in hard times like the fear of the Lord. Nothing flies. This is why spirituality, or the fear of the Lord, is the custodian of every great destiny in the kingdom. Every great destiny. The word says, other foundation can no man lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians 3:11. And in 2 Timothy 2:19, for the foundation of God stands sure, having this seal, the Lord read them that are his, and let everyone that name the name of Christ depart from iniquity. But in a great house, there are not only vessels of gold and silver, there are also vessels of wood, of earth, of wood and of earth. If any man purge himself of these things, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified, made for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work. Every great destiny in the kingdom has its root in the fear of the Lord. Has its root in the fear of the Lord. And I'd like to tell you why we are starting this way. Revelation is inaccessible without the fear of the Lord. Revelation is short-circuited without the fear of the Lord. Psalm 25, verse 14. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. He will show them his covenant. The secret of them belongs to God. Only what he shows we can have, we can assess. Only what he shows we can assess. The secret things belong to our God. It's only what he reveals that we can assess. He will only show his covenant to them that fear him. What you hear is not the same as what he shows. What you read is not the same as what he shows. That's why you see that in the place, in the same meeting, somebody has caught some light that turns his life around like a dream of the night. Somebody didn't know what was happening. He didn't have an idea. It's not giving him. It's not giving him. It's not giving him. It's time to renew our spiritual altar. We are in the time that everybody will need revelation to escape the horror of the day. And it's not a natural man cannot receive the things of the Spirit of God, because they are foolishness, neither can he know them. You can't be carnal and assess these things. It's time to clean up, to secure your great future. It's time to clean up, to secure your great future. It's time to clean up. It's time to clean up. Today you hardly can differentiate between a Christian and a non-Christian anymore. In those days when you mess up, they say, and you call yourself a Christian, there's no such thing anymore. People are just reading the Bible like newsletters or newspapers. Nothing is going in. There's no refreshing. There's no impact. Because the only reason is stories. They have no access to the mysteries. The secret of the Lord with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. He will show them his covenant. It's important to get back to the foundation, sir. These games are too much. Now there's nothing you do. God just loves you. What a lie. What a lie. He turned his back on Solomon, his lover. Anything don't really matter. Wait. 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 It's time to return. It's time to return. God will be revealing things to us here, but you can't assess them except you're on key. Except you're on, you will hear, but you won't see it. And only what you see will be given to you. As far as your eyes can see, will I give it? He said, turn ye at my reproof, and I will make my word known unto you. You turn. Proverbs 1:23. There is need for a turning if you must have to see what God is showing. The sure foundation of every great destiny in the kingdom is a deliberate departure from whatever displaces God. No believer's life can ever be more fulfilling than his spiritual. To be spiritually minded is life and peace. And to be carnally minded is death. Romans 8:6. No one can ever prosper and sustain prosperity beyond the spirituality. Please listen to me. There are too many, God bless me yesterday, I can't see it again today. We need to reposition. We need a reorientation to sustain the blessings of God. We need a reorientation to sustain the blessings of God. What he said, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper. 3 John verse 2, and be in health even as thy soul prospereth, to the level of your spiritual prosperity. To the level. No one can command the supernatural than the spiritual. Those sons of Sceva said, come on, in the name of Jesus, whom Paul preaches. The devils pounced on them and messed them up. Now watch. Gehazi was given a rod by Elisha to go lay on the dead. He came back and said, he wakened not. He can't wake. He won't wake. He was not a worthy vessel through whom that can happen. He wouldn't wake. And we saw why. His eyes were on money. Ah, my master has spared this man. I will run after him. I must take something from him. The heart of man is very deep. There's really wicked who can know it. I, the Lord, I start the heart and I try the ring to give to everyone according to what I find going on in their heart. It's very important. No one can ever command the supernatural above his spirituality. Let's give appropriate attention to the foundation to secure the beauty and the color of our destiny. Let's give appropriate attention to the foundation of our faith. His name shall be called Jesus, because I save his people from their sins. His mission, Matthew 1:21, is to save us from our sins. To save us from our sins. That has been changed, no matter who is preaching something else. Gehazi got leprosy's, Naaman's leprosy back as his return. No one can flourish in hard times than the spiritual. Psalm 37 verse 18 and 19, the word says, the Lord knoweth the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. They shall not be ashamed in the evil time, And in the days of famine, they shall be satisfied. They shall be satisfied. Hypocrisy does not fly with God. In the days of famine, they shall be satisfied. The Lord knows the days of the upright. The inheritance shall be forever. They shall not be ashamed in the evil time. In the time of famine, they shall be satisfied. We must get back on key to realize God's agenda for these times of uncertainties. We must get back on key. Psalm 33 and verse 18 and 19. Behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him, upon them that hope in his mercy, to deliver their soul from death and to keep them alive in famine. Ah, his eyes are upon them that fear him, not people playing games around, them that fear him. You won't feel the heat, oh. Somebody said, now let's tell ourselves the truth. If the whole heart burns like an oven, people say it cannot be felt. They won't feel it. Wait. Egypt burned like an oven under the wrath of God. Israel never felt it. God's people never felt it. There was thick darkness in the same nation and bright light in another part of it. They never felt it. All their crops were destroyed overnight. Not one field of God's people was destroyed. All their cattle were destroyed, but not one of their cattle was missing. Sir, there are people who will never feel the heat. No matter the temperature, sir. God who brought Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego out of the fiery furnace, life, without a smell of fire on them, he has a plan for you. He has a plan for you. He has a plan for you. I have zero fear about tomorrow, sir. Zero. We didn't get here by tricks. Zero fear. What has not made me to beg in 41 years? Or tempted to? My friend is real. It's real. This thing is real. Your days of strugglings are over. What has not made me to pray for money? I've not prayed for money. This is my mouth. This is God. That God, today, remember me. Not once. The moon has no light of its own. It only aligns at the particular angle to the sun. And what we call the moonlight is a reflection of the light from the sun. Jesus is the Son of righteousness. When we align with him, we reflect his glory without sweat. In the name of Jesus, whatever is cutting short your access to God's agenda for this hour, I command an end to it all. The good news is this, listen to me. If it is the blessing of God, no devil can revert it. I will bless them that bless thee, and him that curses you, I will curse. You don't have to spend time saying, I cast you out, devil. They cast themselves out. No, if it is the blessing of God, it does not know reversal.
Yes.
God's blessings knows no reversal. God's blessings knows no reversal. You won't suffer reversals anymore. Somebody bless you tonight. Give the Lord a big hand of praise. This is why the devil is trying to inject unrighteousness into the church. So to keep us away from our inheritance and bring us under the same pressure of the world around us. No one can exercise spiritual authority above or than he is spiritual. You can't. You don't achieve authority conferred. Well done, faithful servant. You are faithful over very few things. Now have the authority over 10 cities. You don't achieve authority conferred on people. Amen. So it's so important. We lose everything. When we lose our place, our stand with God, we lose everything. Samson Rosa from Delilah's lap wanted to stand up like before. The grace has departed. The grace has departed. It was one man's army of Israel. The grace departed and they took knife and ripped out his two eyes. The grace has gone. The grace left. When the fear of God left. No one can be any more honorable in the kingdom than is spiritual. He that poisoned himself for all this shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified, made for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work. So honor demands the fear of God for delivery. It's our birthright. We are loaded with it. We can't manifest it without the fear of God. No one's stewardship can be any more profitable than the spiritual. Matthew 7:21-23, depart from me, I know you not, ye that work iniquity. Depart from me, which was stewardship. Get off my sight. Have we not done wonderful things on the street? Get off my sight. Activity is not the same as spirituality. Activity is not the same as spirituality. No. Sir, a calling is not the same as spirituality. No. God will be showing us great things on this ground. He'll be throwing lifelines in our direction. But to be able to see it, you need to clean up. We need to clean up. What then is spirituality? A crave for godly living. Exercising oneself unto godliness as a way of life. A crave for godliness. Exercise thyself rather unto godliness, for bodily exercise profits little. But godliness profits unto all things, having the promise of the life which now is and the one which is to come. 1 Timothy 4:8. Exercising oneself unto godliness. A crave for godly living. A crave to please God at all cost. He that same is with me, my Father has not left me alone. John 8:29. Because I do always the things that please him. I do always the things that please him. I do always. I retain his presence because I'm committed to doing things that please him. That's what Jesus said. He said, you have not resisted sin unto blood yet. You have not yet resisted sin unto blood. Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 4. It's not a thing to talk. It's not a matter of grammar and Hebrew and Greek. That's not the thing. He that doeth righteousness is righteous. Forget about grammar because you are Hebrew and Greek. That doesn't explain it away. I told you why we are doing all this. You may read it and not see it. What you read won't change you. It's what you see. As you behold him, we are changed. We are not changed as we read. We are changed as we see. As we see what God is saying, we are changed from glory to glory. We are changed. We are changed. We are changed. What you read, what you hear, even what you preach does not change you. It's what you see that does. Praise God. What you see that does. Don't you find people are preaching soul winning and are not winning any soul? They preach so hard. They are very good at it. So will that now bring them the word of soul winning? No. Don't you find so many people are preaching and teaching fine prosperity messages? You almost eat their tongue when they're preaching. But they are living in poverty. Because what you preach does not change you. It's what you do, which comes from what you see. We must see it first. I was already preaching prosperity before I saw it. I read it from Copeland's place and I was helping him to propagate it. But I knew I had not seen it. So I said, Jesus, show me this thing. People are not sincere, sir. They're not sincere. Somebody's story is changing, you know. What we are here to do tonight is to position ourselves to see what God is showing on this mountain. So it can become your lifeline. Your lifeline. Your lifeline. Since Jesus showed me who pays me, sir, I've not looked for it. You are in my employment. I'm responsible. Just stay on duty. Those three lines. Registered me on his payroll. Those three lines. I'd never had to ask Jesus, remember you said you will pay me. No. He's more faithful than me. I've stayed on duty without any. I mean, you can't be working and not know. I've stayed permanently on duty, enjoyably on duty, untiringly on duty, and he's paying me untiringly. Something's breaking forth in your life. Amen. Just to show you what. That's it. The good news is, no one here will suffer a pinch in these hard times. If you will care to stand in the rightful place. There's a woman there by the name Widow Zarephath. She had no feeling of the famine 3.5 years. She was feeding fat from heaven's supplies by simply obeying the commandment of the Lord through his prophet. By simply complying, she had, her last meal became a meal for 3.5 years. Our last man became the man for 3.5 years. There is someone here, sir. No matter the heat on the earth, your family will never bear bread. What is spirituality? A faith-driven determination to live a holy life. Mind the words I used. Faith-driven. You can't make it happen on your own. Faith-driven. Faith-driven determination to live a holy life. Faith-driven. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 15 and 16. But as he which called thee, called you is holy, be ye holy in all manner of conversations. Because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. What has been written has been written. His commandments are not grievous. If he said be, that means you can be. That means I can be. In the precious name of Jesus, I pray that each one's taste for holiness will come alive. It will open every other closed door around your life. Like a dream of the night. Paul said, not that I'm perfect, but one thing I do, I won't go back from where I've already arrived. I'm pressing towards what I've not reached. I'm going to reach it. So it's not about somebody has been there. We are all striving to keep pleasing him till our time on earth is over. Philippians chapter 3, verse 13 and 14. Brethren, I cannot myself to have apprehended, But this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. I press. Let me show you a bit of these riddles. People talk about we are under grace and not under the law. The demand under grace is far stronger and higher than the demand under the law. If you look at a woman lustfully, you have committed adultery under the grace. Jesus came full of grace and truth. That's what he said. Just check those things from Matthew chapter 5. You see the higher level of demand under grace. People won't read it. They won't read it. Many are preaching and teaching to please people. Get them in church, collect their offerings. You don't preach the truth, sir. It's a danger. It's a risk. Okay, ask me, what is carnality? You don't need any problem. Just X-ray the Galatian church. You know the meaning of carnality. There is no point going to Hebrew or Greek. Are you not carnal? Do you not work as men? Okay, what's carnality? As bad as one having his father's wife. He said, no, let me tell you something. No righteous man shall inherit the kingdom of God. So he tried to put them back to order. So, people don't read those things. What about? And I ask them, show me your returns. What are you getting from it? Nothing. The help of man is so short-lived. But connect with the help of God is there forever. Somebody's soul is changing. Yeah. There is nowhere in the Bible where sin is justified. It's an aberration. There's nowhere in the Bible where sin is justified. He that committed sins of the devil. Is that not in your Bible? Is that condemnation or justification? It's time to renew our spiritual stance to maximize God's agenda for our lives. Thank you, Jesus. What is spirituality? Delightsome obedience to the commandments of scriptures. Delightsome obedience to the commandment of scriptures. Delightsome obedience. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delights himself greatly in his commandments. His seed also shall be mighty upon the earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. My God, wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness endureth forever. He delights himself greatly in the commandments of the Lord. It will impart on his generations after him. His righteousness will endure forever. No games. Delightsome obedience to the commandments of scriptures. 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 17 and 18. Wherefore, come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. And will be a father unto you, ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. That is where to stand for God to be a father to you and give you the covering you need. Hear what Christ, who is full of grace and truth, said. Go and say no more, lest a worse thing than this happen to you. John 5:14. And John 1:14, the law came by Moses. John 1:14, he said, And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we behold him, his glory, the glory as the only begotten Son of God, full of grace and truth. That's the author of grace. Grace came by him. And he told that man by the pool of Bethesda when he was healed, go and sin no more, lest a worse thing than this happen to you. Full of grace. Worse things won't happen to any of us. I said, worse things will not happen to any of us. A woman was caught in adultery, and Jesus said to her, after everybody departed, they couldn't stone her, neither do I condemn you, but go and sin. There is nowhere Jesus condones sin, he condemns sin in the flesh. John 8:11. The laborers are few, that's okay. But Jesus said, I know you not, depart from me, ye that work iniquity. He's not just looking for laborers, he's looking for profitable laborers. You must be profitable by doing things that make it profitable. Can I hear your amen? The good news is, every blindfold of the devil that makes anybody comfortable in sin is destroyed tonight. Paul, the apostle of grace, as we call him, made the following astounding statement on the place of consecration in our walk with God. 1 Thessalonians 2:10, you are witnesses and God also, how holily and justly and unblameably we behave ourselves before you all that believe. That's Paul. Not live anyhow. No. Romans 6:1, shall we continue saying that grace may abound? God forbid. First Corinthians 9:27, he said, but I keep under my body and bring it to subjection, lest by any means, when I've preached to others, I myself should be what? A castaway. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Paul wrote that, sir. And he listed what he means by unrighteousness. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of the self of mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. But such were some of you. But now ye are clean. Can I hear your amen? Yeah. If they don't become past tense, they block your way to the future. If they don't become past tense, they block our way to the future. They block our way to eternity. It's time to reposition. It's time to reposition. It's time to reposition. One can read the Bible through Genesis to Revelation 20 times and not see anything. And not see anything, sir. I've seen people who read it and you can't see the inflection. It's not there. You can read it through and not see anything. You are just chanting. Just chanting. Can't see anything. Can't see anything. But on this mountain, he said, it would destroy the face of covering that is cast over all people. Amen. Amen. So God is destroying that veil over everyone's heart. Amen. You will see more clearly than ever in your life. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. So anything he shows you from his word will show in your life. Anything he shows you from his word will show in your life. Anything he shows you. Listen to me, I'm just talking. I'm not praying for you now. I want you to see it. When God shows you any truth, it will show in your life. Whatever does not show, he hasn't shown you. So as we behold him, as he shows us, we are changed. Everything he shows us changes us. Everything he shows us changes us. So if he's not changing, he hasn't shown you. Tell him to show you. When he shows you, it will change you. When he shows you the truth, it will change your life. Whatever it shows changes people. Tonight, I curse every face of covering cast over an individual's life. That is the gateway to this great feast we have come into. Access demands that the face of covering be cast off. And in the name of Jesus, as you respond to this word of life, everything that's blocking your sight from seeing what God is showing you is off your life. Paul jealously guarded his conscience in his work with God. Where do I exercise myself? To always have a conscience that's void of offense, both towards God and towards men. He jealously guarded his work with God. He didn't toy with it. Now hear what Paul said again in 2 Corinthians 1:12. He said, "For our rejoicing is this, the testimony of our conscience, that in simplicity and godly sincerity, not with fleshly wisdom, but by the grace of God, we have had our conversation in the world and more abundantly to you all." Testimony. Everybody needs a testimony of the conscience. Everybody needs a testimony of his conscience. Everybody needs a testimony of his conscience. Sir, you can't be proud and not know. No. One cannot be proud and not know. One cannot be arrogant and not know. One cannot be stealing and not know. No. Now, 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 1 and 2. This applies to all of us here. We are all ministers at one level or another. Amen. Therefore, having received this ministry as we have obtained mercy, we fear not. But have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. It's a thing to live, denouncing. You denounce what displeases God. You are not toying with it. You are not saying, well, somehow I need to go. It won't go. You stand to denounce it. Enough is enough. Enough is enough. Enough is enough. And to be God. Everything you denounce tonight, you won't see it again. Everything you denounce tonight, you will not see it again. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We know that faith loses its potency where good conscience is lacking. 1 Timothy 1:19. Holding faith and a good conscience, which some haven't put away concerning faith, have made a shipwreck. Faith loses its potency where good conscience is lacking. You can't come around God on a Sunday morning, go around some native doctors some evening and all that and expect things to work. It won't work. You can't take your trust off God and put it on man and expect things to work. It won't work. Holding the mystery of the faith in a pure conscience. Pure conscience. Pure conscience faith is the faith that works. So it is not enough to pray not to be trapped. One must stay on the watch against the diverse tricks of the enemy to get believers out of the way. He wants you and me out of the way, he will not succeed. I said, Satan will not succeed. He will not succeed. He will not succeed. He will not succeed. So transformation begins with a renewal of the mind. Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. That's where it begins. Reposition. So you can possess your possession. Can I have you say with me, I need to reposition? spiritually, so I can possess my possession. I must have to reposition spiritually to possess my possession. He said, upon Mount Zion there shall be deliverance and what? Holiness. And God's people shall possess what? Their possession. There is a repositioning that will lead to your possessions. We can't possess a possession without repositioning according to his word. Somebody's possession is coming true. In the name of Jesus Christ. The possession is coming true in the name of Jesus Christ. Our inheritance demands sanctification for delivery. I commend to God, Acts 20:32, unto the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and give your own inheritance among them which are sanctified. Our inheritance demands sanctification for delivery. You don't know what you are losing. I don't know what I'm losing. When I disalign, when we align, things begin to happen on their own accord. It's a new day for you. It's a new day for your life. Your spiritual life is taking a new meaning now. In the name of Jesus. Say with me, my inheritance demands sanctification for delivery. My prayer tonight is that everyone here will see a need to turn his back on everything that displeases God. Sin is not a friend, it's an enemy. It destroyed Amnon, one of the sons of David. It destroyed Samson. It always has a bitter end. No one will suffer bitterness. Again, my prayer is that we're coming through with it. Let's close tonight as we read from Isaiah chapter 25. The same way godliness enthroned Joseph, it will enthrone you. It enthroned Daniel, it will enthrone you. Isaiah 25 and verse 6. And in this mountain shall the Lord of hosts make unto all people a feast of fat things, a feast of wines on the marrow, of fat things full of marrow, of wines on the lees well refined. And it will destroy in this mountain the face of the covering cast over all people, and the veil that spread over all nations. And what happens? And it will swallow up death in victory. Everything dying or dead in you will come alive here. And the Lord will wipe away tears from off all faces. All your secret tears shall be wiped off here. And the rebuke or the reproach of his people shall he take away from off all the earth. Every issue of shame and reproach that came with you, you see them no more again. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You will not suffer hardship anymore. 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 So it's not enough to be born again. We must endeavor to stay alive in Christ. To stay alive in Christ by staying off everything that kills and destroys. The wages of sin is still death. It's not just when you are born again. After you are born again, the wages is still death. Praise God. And we have seen that several. We saw that severally. I mean, we are told about Judas. He was among the 12. Jesus said there are 12 thrones in heaven. Each of them has one. But he lost his own. He lost it. He didn't stay alive in that ordination, in that arrangement. He lost. Another man took his place. He said, "Hold that fast which thou hast, lest another man take thy crown." It's not enough to be born again. We must endeavor to stay alive in Christ. We must endeavor to stay alive in Christ. Amen. By denouncing sin, not his ramifications. We must endeavor to stay alive in Christ. By denouncing sin in all its ramifications, we must endeavor to stay alive. You know what the Bible says? She that lives in worldly pleasure is dead while yet she lives. 1 Timothy 5:6. Sin can be pleasurable. If you live in it, you are dead. You may be walking about, but you are dead. It calls some people twice dead in the book of Jude, twice dead. They are twice dead. They are dead, more deadlier than dead. Amen. So your sin can kill, sin can destroy. Amen. Satan didn't kill something, sin killed him. Sin killed him. Satan didn't kill Absalom, sin killed him. Sin still kills. Sin still kills. When you see beware in an electrical installation, you stay off. They even put a score there to know that's your score if you come in. That's your score. People don't know it kills. That you're working on the ceiling, don't mean you are alive. There are many working corpses. Ale prokitianota. I want your hatred for sin to come alive. I want your hatred for sin to come alive. I want you to hate sin like you hate shit. It will take more than 1 billion demons to make you eat your shit. To turn back and carry your teeth and be eating it. When it turns to that, sir, you'll be free from it. In the precious name of Jesus, everywhere the devil is hiding to torment any destiny here, by way of his subtlety to make us enjoy what displeases God, that siege is over tonight. 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 God destroyed the entire world except Noah, the preacher of righteousness. You will not be destroyed. No one here shall be destroyed. No one here shall be destroyed. You shall not be destroyed. The big thing is, as we close tonight, in these days of gross darkness, light is the only way out. Darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But as your light comes, he said, you will begin to shine. The Gentiles will come to your light, and their kings to the brightness of your eyes. So, as you clear the barrier, the log in your eyes, you are able to see light. And with that light, you begin to shine in the midst of darkness. And their kings will come to the brightness of your rising. So the brighter you see, the greater the glory. Arise, shine, your light is come, because the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. That's why the enemy is trying to block our access to light. And he has failed. I say he has failed. I said he has failed. So for every one of us who is born again already, we are going to get before the Lord when it's time and engage the blood of Jesus to clear every barrier on our access to light by rescuing us from everything that defies. Amen. Cleansing ourselves from filthiness of the flesh and of the spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. That will make all the difference, sir. It's time to start feeding, not reading, feeding on the word. It's time to start feeding on the word. man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of your mouth. It's time to start feeding instead of reading. People are reading. How many are feeding? People are reading. How many are feeding? People are reading different translations. How many are feeding? How many are feeding? They are reading. They are reading. They are reading. Are they feeding? You can't read to feed your stomach. You feed to feed your stomach. The phase of covering is over. Yeah. The phase of covering is over. Yeah. You know how powerful light is? One night, I saw me in a coffin in my sleep. And I replied in the sleep. You know, when these things enter your spirit, it's in your spirit. Yes. Your spirit doesn't sleep. I said, Satan, you must be a dummy. There is no wisdom nor counsel nor knowledge in the grave. Now, in my sleep, I was responding. No one sees himself in the grave and stay there. I didn't know, you know. I would have died down the morning. Let this day enter your spirit, man. You'll be free. Lift up your right hand, everybody. Would you thank God for light? Thank God for light tonight. Spirituality is the anchor of every great destiny in the kingdom. Spirituality is the anchor of every great destiny in the kingdom. Spirituality is the anchor of every great destiny in the kingdom. Spirituality is the anchor of every great destiny in the kingdom. In Jesus' precious name, we have given thanks. Give the Lord a big hand of praise, everyone. Amen. In these days of gloominess and darkness, everybody needs light. Not just to survive, to thrive. Light to thrive. Everyone here under the sound of my voice tonight around the world, you know that you're not born again yet. I'd like to pray with you. Some were once born again, but they walked away, and they knew they walked away. The joy, the peace of salvation is lost, and you want to rededicate your life to Jesus. We're doing that at the same time. I'll be praying with you at this time. Because unto us who are saved is given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God, to them that without all these things are mere parables. Until you are saved, you cannot see the kingdom of God and what it offers from this book. You can't see it. Except the one is born again, he cannot see. So you need the eye-opening miracle through salvation to be able to experience the beauty, the wonders of the kingdom of God. So wherever you are tonight, across the nations of the world, you want to say, Jesus, save my soul. I'm tired of going behind, around the house. I want to enter the house. I want to become a member of your family. Jesus, save my soul tonight. Forgive my sins tonight. Make me a child of God tonight. Wherever you are, please stand to your feet and I'll pray with you. Stand to your feet. God bless you. Jesus, save my soul. Forgive my sins. Now listen, whosoever comes to me, Jesus said, I will in no wise cast out. Don't feel sorry for yourself. Just ask him, have mercy, and he will. Praise God. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus. It's free. All you need is Jesus, forgive me. Have mercy on me. Save my soul. And then it's done. Lift up your right hand, everyone. All of us, before the altar of the Lord across the nations of the world, lift up your right hand to heaven. And pray this simple prayer of faith after me. Say after me, Lord Jesus, have mercy on me. Save my soul. Forgive me my sins. Wash me with your blood. I believe you died for me. On the third day you rose again. To set me free from the power of sin. Tonight, I accept you as my Lord and my Savior. And I believe my sins are now forgiven. I'm not a child of God. I'm restored back to the faith. Thank you, Jesus, for saving my soul. Amen. If you pray that prayer from your heart, you are now born again. Now, I cover each of you with the blood of Jesus. Remain covered against all satanic assaults. You will live this life triumphantly. You will live the overcomer's life. You make heaven at the end of your journey. No force from hell shall turn you back from following Christ. In Jesus' precious name. Shall we all rise? Make sure you fill your sleeves and pass them on to those officials. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now, whatever you don't want, I'd like you to consciously, in faith, denounce them tonight. You know what they are. Denounce them tonight. Whatever can be classified as carnal, denounce it tonight. Whatever you know God hates, denounce it tonight. Whatever you don't want to see again in your life, denounce it tonight. I refuse to be a captive of sin. Sin is not a friend, it's an enemy. Pray. Genesis 22 and verse 12, God said, now I know that thou fearest me. I've told you a costly thing to do and you went ahead. Now I know you fear me. Now I know you fear me. He went further and said, because you have obeyed my voice, by myself I swear. So there is no other way to prove the fear of the Lord by doing what he says to do, by obeying his voice, whatever the cost. In the precious name of Jesus. Because nothing flies like the fear of God in hard times, you will never be grounded. As you strive to maintain the fear of God, God will turn your seeming prison to a palace. I said to my God some time back, Lord, whatever you cannot do in my life, let it remain undone. I'm looking nowhere. Wherever you can't take me, Jesus, may I never get there. Whatever you can't give me, may I never have it. It's time to settle in with Jesus. It's time to settle in and stop looking here and there. It's time to settle in. You can't settle with Jesus without living a settled life. It's your turn to live a settled life. Until God knows that you fear him, you don't fear him yet. Now I know that you fear me. How? You're going to have to do what I ask you to do. Now I know. Hold it. I know you fear me now. Now I know. So there will be test of the fear of the Lord as we go from here. God will test whether you truly fear him or not. In the precious name of Jesus, every baggage you have denounced, you will not pick them up again. Apart from the wonders here below, there is the eternal wonder in heaven. No one shall miss his place there. In the name of Jesus. Everybody should be on guard. Therefore, everybody should be on guard. Leadership of the church, pastors, apostles, prophet. Everybody should be on guard. Lest I become a cast away. It's not just doing the work that works. It's working with God that works. Working with Jesus that works. Walk before me and be thou perfect. Walk before me and be thou perfect. Walk before me and be thou perfect. Working for him is secondary. It's I walk with him that's primary. Working with Jesus. Working with Jesus. Working with Jesus. Everything works. When you sustain a quality walk with Jesus, everything works. Everything works. Everything works. Everything works. For we know that all things work together for good to them that love God. So has my commandment and keeps it is one that loves me. So love for God is not singing it. It's not dancing it. It's doing it. John 14:21. He that has my commandment and keeps it is one that loves me. He that loves me will love my Father and I will love him and I manifest myself to him. So it is keeping his commandments that authenticate our love for him. Keeping his commandments as a way of life is what authenticates our love for him. In the precious name of Jesus, may you never get weary following Jesus. No matter how hard the time, you and your household shall be exempted. Your later days shall be better than your before. No one here will wear rags in old age. No one will beg for bread in old age. In the name of Jesus. Walking with Jesus may be slow, but it's sure.
Yes.
It's better to be slow and sure than to be fast and fall. It may appear slow. It took 13 years for Joseph to walk out of that place. But he reigned for 80 years. 13 years for incarceration, 80 years of reign. 80 years of reign. He was held captive at the age of 17. He took the throne at 30. He went to heaven at 110. It may appear slow, but it's sure. It's better to be slow and sure than to be fast and fall. It's better to be slow and sure than to be fast and fall. Better to be slow and sure. Many have gone to the grave. They are too fast. God is too slow for them. They have gone to the grave. They have joined armed robbery gang. They have joined drug cartel. They have, you know, computer scam. They are in prison. They are incarcerated. They are there for life. God is too slow for them. But in the name of Jesus, the grace to walk with patience of faith in your walk with God, receive it right now. You are going places. Everybody will know a change has occurred in your life. You are arriving from Shiloh to dismantle every installation of hell around your life. Dismantle them. After King Asa heard the word of the Lord, he cleared the place of all abominations. He removed his mother from being queen. He just cleared the ground for God to walk. And God came down. Men, they were walking with rest round about. He cleared the abominations. He cleared them off. He cleared them off. There are things you need to delete on your phone. You don't need that forever. You don't need that forever. They will keep defining your system until you are back to where you're coming from. He cleared it. King Asa went and cleared the ground. When he had the prophetic word, he went and cleared the ground. He went and cleared the ground. There are some individuals say, you can't afford to return back to where you came from. No. No, it will be going back to fire again. There must be a change. Every evil things around your life that won't let you go forward, grace to dismantle them, receive it right now. Lift up your two hands. Now that we are free positioned, may the revelations reserved for this place, for Shiloh 2023, flow freely into your life. I pray that nobody will miss what God is showing this time. And in the name of Jesus Christ, it will be clear that God has exempted you from the hardship of the hour. So shall it be. Lift up those two hands, everyone, and give God thanks.